CBSi in the World, I'm John Batchelor speaking with Paul Gregory, whose book, The Oswalds, tells a story that is fresh when you look very carefully at the granularity of the events of November 22nd, 1963, the assassination of John Fitzgerald Kennedy and the wounding of others in Dallas. What is fresh here is that the personality of Lee Harvey Oswald has often been mistaken as a little guy, not capable of. How could he do this with a 1995 mail-order rifle? How could an ex-Marine who was bad at marksmanship shoot anything? All of those stories have become part of the conspiracy explanations for 60 years. Paul, in his book and his essay for Fox News, estimates that 90% at least of the stories about the tragic assassination involve the assumption that Lee Harvey Oswald didn't do it or did it as part of a network that someday will be revealed. Paul, I come to you because the presentation you make convinces me right away that what must be dealt with is his attempted assassination of Walker. Who was Walker? When did that happen prior to the events of November 63?
Well, John, for those who are peddling conspiracy theories, it is very convenient to leave out General Edwin Walker. General Edwin Walker was the head of the Dallas John Birch Society, was a well-known conservative, and quite often when you hear talk of the unfriendly attitude, if we want to put it in those terms, of Dallas towards, let's say, JFK, his name would come up. So he was, as I say, the head of the local John Birch Society, a rather notable person in Dallas, and also a public figure. And Lee, after he had ordered his assassination rifle for $19.95, he went about planning, very carefully planning, an assassination of General Walker, which he did, and I can't tell you the exact date, but he cased the joint, if you want to use that term, had his position behind the backside of the Walker home, and he had a good shot at Walker sitting in his study. The shot actually missed Walker by about a foot, so he came very close to assassinating Walker. He then escaped in his usual fashion, which was by foot and by bus. He came home late. Marina was very worried about him because this usually did not happen, and he confessed to her what he had done, and she gives a very good account of his confession in her testimony before the Warren Commission.
The assassination day is marked in everybody's memory who was alive at that moment learning about it. I'm interested, just here at the end, Paul, we have a couple of minutes. You spoke to the Warren Commission late March 1964, recounting all these episodes, especially what your dinners with him, the Dallas Russians. Was all that taken into account to understand how Lee Harvey Oswald had deceived everyone around him, his wife, his friends, everybody who tried to help him? Did they understand what a deceiver he was?
Well, I think the difficulty one has in dealing with Oswald is the fact that on the surface, you would have very low expectations for him being able to do anything. We mistake his inability, his little guy image, by the fact that he was dyslexic. He could not spell, he could not do this, he could not do that. But in reality, as the Walker assassination attempt tells us, he's capable of careful planning, preparation, escape, etc. He had all the equipment that a low-tech assassin needed. So in order to have a conspiracy, you have to have a leader and you have to have a follower. The thing that convinced me immediately after the assassination that this was not a conspiracy was the fact that Lee could not follow and he could not lead. A short example being his recruiting of radicals for Castro in New Orleans. He recruited and recruited and recruited, and he recruited no one. So that shows you something about his ability to recruit.
We have 30 seconds, Paul. Is your impression today that the conspiracies have all gone away now and we come down to Lee Harvey Oswald, the shooter? 30 seconds.
Well, I don't need 30 seconds. The answer is, I don't know how you phrase it, but the answer would be, as far as I'm concerned, I was convinced there was no conspiracy about 30 minutes after the assassination. So I've never wavered in that.
The book is The Oswalds. Paul Gregory of the Hoover Institution is the author. I'm John Batch.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.